Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us Sunday morning, Shulchan Aruch, Evan HaEzer Shir. Be'ez Hashem, we are learning Simen Dalid. We are up to around Seif Chaf, and we have a very interesting question that we began dealing with last year. This is a question that was sent from Munkach in approximately 1966 or 1967 or 1965, about 20 years after the liberation, when the Shiloh was asked by a Rabbi Kalish from Munkach, sent to the Dayan Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, of this very sad Shiloh. He says he has about almost a million of these Shilohs, all the same Shiloh. The Shiloh was that right after the liberation, a number of young women who had been previously married and thought that their husbands were dead, as most people were, they got remarried to a young Jewish man in the DP camps. And they got married in a few months, in the months after the liberation, and they became pregnant. And then, before you know it, a few months later, all of a sudden, who wanders into their DP camp? Their husbands, who they thought were dead. And therefore, you have a question of Mamzer Mida Oraisa. And as he says, we have close to 10 of these kids in our neighborhood in Munkach. And this is the Shaila. Now these boys are ready to get married, and they're of age, and is there any heter that I could possibly find? It seems that these young men should all be mamzer midaraisa. Their mother was married to a man who, yeah, was on a, you know, we had no idea if he was alive or not alive, but where he lived, but he was alive in the end. He came back to knocked on the door and said, "Hi, sweetheart, I'm home." And she said, "Oops, I'm married to another man and I'm pregnant with a new kid." And they come home to find their wives, you know, pregnant with somebody else's child. So now these kids are mamzerim mida oraisa. Is there anything we could do about this entire sub-community of boys, or girls maybe? But he says, I have a minute of boy of ten, almost 10 boys, but I assume if he has almost 10 boys, he probably has an equal amount of girls. I'm not sure why he didn't ask to shout about the girls, just at the bachrum he did. And what can we do about this very sizable population, again, 20 years after the war, that now are all found to be mamzerim? And of course, this is not just a shaila in that point in history, but what happens in general if you have a case of a mamzer, is there any way to solve the situation? So we learned last week that there's a Mishnah that tells us that Rabbi Tarfon wanted to be matahir mamzerim. His situation, his suggestion was very easy. You just marry, you take the mamzer, and you marry a shifcha, because a mamzer is allowed to marry a shifcha. We learned last week why. We're not getting into that now. And if the mamzer marries a shifcha, then the child will be a non-Jewish eved. Okay, so it's not really his child, but at least he got married and bore a child. Now this non-Jewish child of the shifcha, when that non-Jewish child of the shifcha will be freed, right now, the child is also an Eved or a Shifcha. When that child will be freed, then he will become a Ben Yisrael who is entirely, you know, he'll become like any other Ger, like any other Shifcha who is free to become a free Jewess, or any other Eved Kanani who is freed, who becomes, after his Geris, after he finishes his Avdus, becomes a Ger, and he will become a regular Eved. I'm sorry, once he's freed from his Avdus, he'll become a regular Jew, and he'll be Mutter in Mamzerim. And that's the solution that the Rabbi Tarfon puts forth in the Mishnah to solve the Mamzeres issue. Now, why do we have... Yeah, so the problem is, where are we going to find the Shivcha today? That's the problem that we have. Moreover, if I could take your question and accentuate it, the problem is not just where am I going to find the Shivcha, the problem is, are there any countries where Shivchas or Avadim Knanim are legal? Meaning, the whole concept of slavery right now is against the law in almost all countries, if not all countries in the world at this point. So, do we have to concern ourselves with Dina de Malchus Dina, meaning just because the country says, the country is, you know, whatever country you want, you know, whether it's Sweden or Afghanistan or Nairobi or Kenya or somewhere in, you know, South Africa, even if it would be illegal, maybe I could do it. You know, okay, we'll do it on the paper. You know, on paper, lots of things happen on paper. Things are illegal, but, you know, I won't actually enslave somebody and make them work for me in a terrible environment. But on paper, halachically, you know, she'll be my shivcha. And this person will be a shivcha. This person will be an eved, halachically. You know what it's like? It's like people who get married, but because of, for whatever financial or legal reasons, they don't yet get their legal marriage for, you know, 2 years after. Sometimes you have a couple gets halachically married, and they don't want to, because they're both under their parents' Cobra insurance plan, they don't want to get legally married until they turn 26. Now, is there anything halachically wrong with that? I don't know. If the whole world out there, you know, lives together as a, you know, as fiancés for years and years and years, so person wants to marry halachically, and maybe that's okay. I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no. Sometimes you have the opposite. Sometimes you have a couple that wants to get, especially when you have an international couple and there are immigration issues, sometimes they bedavka want to get legally married. Once they know they're going to get married, they get engaged, they want to get legally married tomorrow because it will speed up the green card process. And they're not going to have their chasana until, you know, 5 months from now, 6 months from now, but at least they'll be 5 months ahead of the game to get the green card. So you could have different situations where you could have a Jewish wedding before the legal wedding, a Jewish wedding after the legal wedding, because, you know, there are things, you know, there's the mitzias and the legal aspect of what the mitzias is. So similarly, maybe we could say, even if there are countries that do not permit slavery, okay, I'm not going to enslave anybody, I'm not going to treat anybody unfairly, but, you know, halachically, I'll buy a Shivcha Kananis, and she'll be a Shivcha Kananis, and then the Mamzer can marry her, and we'll solve the problem of Mamzeris. I want to get rid of these Mamzerim in Klai. So we spoke about how dangerous it is to have a whole subculture of Mamzerim within Klai, so that they only can marry among themselves, and it goes for all generations, generation after generation after generation. So we need a solution. So maybe we could do that. Or do we say, no, if it's illegal in the country on paper to have a slave, then you can't say, oh, I'm just going to play some legal fiction game and I'll make them a slave, you know, legally, but I'm not going to enslave them in any evil, unfair, you know, not nice kind of way. No, Dina de Malchus Adina. If it's illegal to buy a slave, enslave somebody, for somebody to have a status of a slave, you know, or a shivcha for the same price, then you can't, halacha won't allow any shtick, because slavery is aser. That's the question that we're going to have to deal with, that the Minchas Yitzchak deals with. So again, first of all, I want to thank Pesach Saad for sponsoring the shiur in memory of his father, his yahrzeit this week. So we mentioned your name early before you were on, but I just want to acknowledge you now that you're on. Please drive carefully. Okay, so that was the shaila that was asked to the Minchas Yitzchak. Now we're going to have to go into the Minchas Yitzchak's answer, and he's going to do two parts. First of all, he's going to analyze the situation and the shaila, and then again, he's going to create a very, very creative solution based on his analysis of the issues at hand. So please join me with the answer of the Minchas Yitzchak to this very painful shaila that happened 20 years after the DP camps, after the pregnancies in the DP camps. Hine achar ha'iyon ra'isi de'ein lahoros halach l'maisa bizman hazeh ka'atzas chachamim in the Mishnah. You remember the Mishnah that said that I could be metaher mamzerim just by having the mamzerim marry a shivcha, and then if they marry a shivcha, the child will be an eved or a shivcha kanani, and then when you free them, they'll become regular Jews and not mamzerim, and I solve the mamzerim problem. I'm sorry, he says. We can't rely on that Mishnah. Even though the Mishnah says it's permitted and it works, we can't use that heter of the Mishnah. Why not? I'll tell you why. A. Hine, v'nogeya im shayach bizman hazeh dina da'avonu b'shvachos knanim. Do we have a din of an eved knani? Do we have a din of a shivcha knanis bizman hazeh? After all, what's the issue? Now, eved ivri, we spoke about last week. Eved ivri is out of style for a really long time. Eved Ivri has been out of style since we lost Yovel Midaraisa, which was already, you know, at least 1,500 years ago. In the time of the Gemara already, we didn't have Yovel. In the time of the Gemara, we already didn't have Eved Ivri. But what about an Eved Kanani or a Shivcha Kananis? That's just a question of the law of the land. Well, it's against the Yidam Malchus Adina. Well, should the fact that it's illegal make it that halachically it's also unacceptable? Meaning, Does the parameter, this is a question a lot of people have about a lot of issues. The parameter, what are the parameters of Dina de Machlis Adina? Is there anybody here who ever drives faster than 55 miles an hour? No, none of you. Okay, great. Anyone here jaywalks? You all cross at the corners, at the light, when you have a green? I'm not talking about you, Maisha. You're from Brooklyn. Brooklyn is above the law. I'm talking about the people out on Long Island, outside of the five boroughs. Right? We all walk. We know when jaywalks here. No one crosses unless you're at the corner and you have a green light. So is there a din of Dina de Malchus Adina by all those things? Is there a din of Dina de Malchus Adina when it comes to lots of halachas? So it happens to be the sugya of Dina de Malchus Adina is an incredibly, incredibly difficult sugya. Very involved. And what we have to figure out is the laws relating to slave ownership. Let me rephrase that. Is the prohibition of slave ownership in all modern countries, and I believe in all countries nowadays, does that mean that we as Jews are bound by that limitation as well in a halachic sense? Is Dina de Malchus Adina going to say that since the law of the land prohibits slavery, so therefore halacha also will not allow the possibility of a slave, of a, even Rishmi, even technically, and there will not be the option of Shivcha Knanis or Eved Knani, and therefore the whole heter of the Mishnah to solve the Mamzer problem is to marry the Mamzer to a Shivcha and have a child who won't be a Mamzer? Well, you can't have a Shivcha, because even if you could figure out to have a Shivcha, figure it out to make it practical, but it's illegal, and therefore it's not going to be halachically an option either. So this is subject to machlokas. Look at the machlokas over here. The Mari ben Lev and the Marashdam, Amrina bezeh dina de malchus adina. We say dina de malchus adina, and therefore, if there's a problem with dina de malchus adina, that means if the law of the land says no slavery, then we also, halacha demands that there not be slavery, and halacha will not recognize the ownership, just like in American law, or I don't know, any other country law, we do not recognize the ownership of one human being being owned by another human being. You can't own a woman, you can't own a shivcha kna'anis, therefore halacha also does not allow the possibility of owning a shivcha kna'anis by virtue of the fact that it's illegal in that country. Vimkein, lefi divrei, according to that opinion that we do apply the rules of Dina de Malchus Adina and the prohibitions of slave ownership nowadays, it's not shayach to have the din, to have the possibility of marrying this mamzer to a shifcha and bearing children who won't be mamzerim. And by the way, if you assume that if these poskim are saying that Dina de Malchus Adina prevent you from owning a shifcha, that means they assume that the din of Dina de Malchus Adina works even on a Daoraisa level. Meaning, they're saying that Dina de Malchus Adina, which, what's the source of Dina de Malchus Adina, is itself only a Takana de Rabbanan, that they want us to follow the laws of the land? Or is there some source in the Torah which is another Shah, we're not going into that? If they hold that you can't, that if you would buy a person, you would buy a Shivcha, it wouldn't work, they're holding that Dina de Malchus Adina's efficacy is on the Daraisa level. That's why, even if you would buy a Shivcha, you don't own her. No one owns. No, you can't own a human being because of Dina Malchus Adina, and therefore it won't be Chal. So therefore, we don't have the possibility of buying a Shivcha, of having a Shivcha Kananis, and therefore the Mamzer can't marry Shivcha Kananis. No one for him to marry. That's the first opinion of the Marival, Mari Ben Lev, and Marashdam. Aval. Yesh cholkin b'zeh usviu lehu d'lo amrinam b'zeh dina d'malchus adina. There are a whole bunch of achronim who he lists who says that we don't apply the din of dina d'malchus adina. Why not? Very simple. Because maybe dina d'malchus adina only applies to governmental rules. To rules that relate to the government. To rules that relate to the government's ability to impose taxes. Rules that relate to governmental, anything that relates to government, but to the government should tell me that I can't own a person, that I can't enslave a person. Maybe Dina, that might be not a nice thing. We might think that morally it's not appropriate, or socially it's inappropriate, but to be bound halachically by the law of the land, it could be that Dina de Malchus Adina Dina de Malchus Adina only applies to what the government can do and can't do, what's your relationship with a government body. But the Yidduch Chuzadina cannot legislate what I as an individual person do in my own life. That's how they understand Dina de Machus and Dina. Yes, sir. That's what we're going to speak about right this second. There is one case where the government does have an interest of who owns whom. You know where? If somebody doesn't pay their taxes, you know what the government could do to them? Make them into a slave. Okay, nowadays it doesn't happen in America. But let's say a person wouldn't pay. What did that happen? You have a house, right? You have a house that has, I don't know, $10,000. How if I $10,000? $15,000 of real estate taxes a year. And you don't pay your real estate taxes for 5 years. So what happens? The government could take your house, right? Okay, or in a different world, the government could just say, okay, you're a slave now and you have to pay off $75,000 of labor because you owe back taxes. So that is governmental. In that sense, maybe they do have the right to determine the laws of slavery, but only in regards to things that relate to the government. Like, you could have a slave, that somebody who doesn't pay his taxes will become a slave. But to just tell me that I can't be a slave, or that I can't buy a slave, maybe Dina de Malchus Adina's hand doesn't stretch that far. So what do we have? We have a machlokas. Look over here. Mikomakom kevdish plugs to the rabbisa. We have a machlokas haposkim, and the shaila. If you could buy a shifcha, if there is a shifcha, so how do we deal with the machlokas haposkim about can I buy a shifcha? Or if there is a shifcha kananis? Well, this issue that we're dealing with of owning a shifcha and marrying a mamzer to that shifcha is a question of a daraisa. It's a machlokes if you can have a shifcha. That means it's a machlokes on a doraisa level if there exists a shifcha or not bisman hazeh. And therefore, bevada yesh leilech lechomra. You have a machlokes whether or not the dina de malchus adina allows, if there is dina de malchus adina by slavery, in which case there's no such thing as a shifcha, or dina de malchus adina doesn't apply to slavery, enslaving a human being, and therefore it would be mutter to have a shivcha. This is machlokas, and therefore it's machlokas. We have to be machmir, and therefore we cannot have anybody bought, enslaved, a shivcha kananis, and therefore we have lost the possibility, because it's machlokas, that the Mishnah told us would solve the problem of mamzera. So we theoretically should stop here, and we lost because of Dina de Malchus Adina, right? If I would have asked you a week ago, why can't we solve the mamzer problem by having our mamzer marry Shivcha Kananises and bearing children who won't be mamzerim? I bet none of you would have said, it's just a problem of Dina de Malchus Adina. Because of that din of Dina de Malchus Adina, that's why we can't have this whole tahara for mamzerim? Yeah, that's what the Menachos Yitzchak is telling us. But I think I might have a solution. Okay. You know what my solution is, says the Menachos Yitzchak? He sets down one introduction, and based on that introduction, he's going to come up with a solution. When you have a machlokas d'oraisa, you're going to be machmir. So it's a machlokas if dina de malchus adina applies to a shift having slavery nowadays. Does dina de malchus adina apply to slavery or not apply to slavery? It's machlokas, and therefore we're going to be machmir. But can I ask you a question? According to some opinions, it's mutal chatchila, meaning according to some opinions we saw, just one of the opinions above says that dina de malchus adina doesn't apply to slavery. It applies to government, you know, me working for the government and doing things with the government and impose government's right to impose taxes on its citizens. But it has nothing to do with if one human being wants to buy another human being or if one human being wants to sell themselves to another being. The other one doesn't apply to that. That was one of the opinions. According to that opinion, it is mutar l'chatchila to have a shivcha kananis, halachically, and mutar l'chatchila, therefore, to follow the eitzah of the Mishnah to have the mamzer marry this shivcha kananis and bear a baby, and bear a child, and that child will be an Eved Kanani or a Shivcha Kananis. And when you free that baby, they'll become full Jews. and you solve the Mamzer problem. So according to that opinion, it's Mudel Lechatchila. According to the other opinion, that says that Dina de Malchus Adina applies even to the rules of slavery, it's going to be, there is no such thing as a Shivcha, and it won't even work B'dieved. You hear that? It's a funny thing. One opinion, the opinion that says Dina de Malchus Adina applies to slavery, says there's no such thing as a Shivcha. And therefore, even if you would try to, you know, because of Dina de Malchus, because the laws prohibit slavery, enslaving a human being, we don't have a Shivcha Kananis, and you can't even, there's no one to, for the Mamzer to marry. It doesn't exist, a Shivcha Kananis. And this wouldn't even work with the Evan. According to the opinion who says that Dina de Malchus Adina has nothing to do with slavery, it doesn't talk about slavery and enslaving a human being, it doesn't apply to enslavement or slavery, then it's Mutal Lechatchila to get yourself a Shivcha and marry the Mamzer to the Shivcha. So you have a fabulous machlokas that, according to one opinion, this is Mutal Lechatchila, according to the other opinion, it doesn't even work B'dieved. So how do we deal with this kind of case? So Rabbi Mincha Yitzchak has proofs, which we're not going to go through. He says the following. When you have a situation, look here in what I have highlighted. If you have a situation where, according to one opinion, came at the Yesh Post and the Srihu, the Aflechat Chile Shari. Those opinions who say that Dina de Malchus Adina does not relate to slavery, it only relates to taxes and things like that. So it means, Lichat Chile, you could have a Shivcha Bizman Hazeh and take your Mamzer and marry the Mamzer to the Shivcha and have a child who will become freed and then become a regular Jew without being a Mamzer anymore. On the other hand, the Yesh Post can Da'af B'dieved Aser. Good morning, Yasi. Da'af B'dieved Aser. That it wouldn't even work since Dina de Malchus Adina does talk about slavery, and slavery is prohibited, is illegal in our countries. Therefore, there's no such thing as a Shivcha Kananis anymore. And therefore, it doesn't even work with the Yevid for a Mamzer to marry a Shivcha Kananis. Now, if you have such a machlokas, one opinion says it's Mutal Chatchila. The other opinion says it doesn't even work with the Yevid. But I happen to think the right opinion is Mistaber Tameo Shomatirim. I happen to think that the right opinion is that Dina de Malchus Adina, its clutches don't apply to slavery. It only applies to governmental issues, not things between, you know, one fellow and another fellow. I want to enslave you, you want to enslave yourself to me. Dina de Malchus Adina shouldn't apply to that. That's what I think is the right answer. I know it's a machlokas, but I, says the Mechaz, I think I'm quite convinced that the opinion that says it's permitted is right. So we're going to be machmir lechatchila. Al kachach after machmir lechatchila lachos l'shitas hamachmirim. Since there are those people who do prohibit it and say that there's no such thing as shivcha kananis anymore because of dina de machus adina, so we'll be machmir for them. But b'dieved, if something happened already, b'dieved we'd be willing to be mekel. It's a machlokas, and I think the correct position is that it's mutter to have a shivcha. So you wouldn't go ahead and do it lechatchila, but b'dieved I think we'd be mekel b'dieved. If that's the case, look what I suggest. I have the following solution, and this is a two-step process that in modern times we can solve the problem of mamzerim in our contemporary society with the following two-step process. But look at the two-step process. What he's going to do is he's going to do a mamanafsha. Remember, there are two opinions. One opinion says that you can't have slavery nowadays, even according to halacha, because Dina de Malchusa doesn't allow it. Another opinion says Dina de Malchusa says nothing about slavery. If that's the case, watch this. Look what we're going to do. Step number one. Let's say there's a Gentile woman who's on the verge of converting to Judaism. She wants to become a Jewess. She realizes it's not going to be so easy for her to get a shidduch, right? Geirim don't have the easiest time getting shidduchim. It's not always easy for a Gioras to find a nice Jewish. You know, she could find, you know, it's a limited population. So let's say you find a girl who's on her way to becoming Jewish. She didn't become Jewish yet, but she's like in the latter stages of the conversion process. We come to her and say, young lady, let's call her Mary. Mary, we know that you're going to become Miriam in a few weeks. I want to present a proposition. I have a wonderful young man. He went through the yeshiva system. He's a Ben Torah. It happens to be he's a mamzer, no fault of his own. He's a wonderful boy, and you could marry this great yeshiva boy, this mamzer yeshiva boy, this mamzer talmid chacham. You could marry a kid, a guy like that. You would never get a shidduch like him. You would never get a shidduch like him. But you know what you could do? I will ask you the following. All you have to do to make yourself available to marry this boy is, instead of just finishing your geirus process and becoming a Jewess, why don't you, right now you're a Gentile, let's let somebody buy you as a shivcha. As a shivcha kananis. Okay? Sheyikne nachris shebritzona likanis ladas yisrael b'toyas shivcha, ulahadbilo bekabalas ol mitzvos Hashem avdus. She'll become... You're going to go to the mikvah, young lady, Mary. You're going to go to the mikvah to become, not a Jewish girl, but a shivcha. Okay. But you're going to, but you know what you can get out of that? You're going to get something very nice. You're going to be able to marry this wonderful shidduch, this Jewish boy who happens to be a mamzer. But you'll be a shivcha. But wait a second. I thought maybe you can't do a shivcha. Okay, so you know what we're going to do? We're going to do something else. Listen to this incredible creativity of the Michas Yitzchak. After that, you're going to go to the mikvah a second time, right? You went to the mikvah to become a shivcha kananis with the halachas of a shivcha kananis, which are limited halachas of being a shivcha kananis. After that, you're going to go to the mikvah a second time. You know why you're going to go to the second time? This time, you're going to be mekabel on yourself a full geirus to become Miriam, to become a Jewish girl. V'charka tekabel ha-shivcha ba'atzma ol mitzvos v'titbol l'shem geirus. Without her master, whoever bought her legally, without his rishus, Valtasa HaKol, she'll do everything properly in front of a Beis Din. Now let's think. You remember we said we don't know if Shivcha applies Bizman Hazeh? Well, guess what? It either works or it doesn't work. So Meman of Shach, look at what happened. Let's say it's true that a person can become a Shivcha Bizman Hazeh. Let's say you can have a slave nowadays. Then what is this girl? She's a shivcha, and the mamzer is allowed to marry her. Let's say that shivcha does not work with bizman hazeh. You cannot have a slave nowadays. Then what is this girl? Well, the becoming a slave didn't work because you can't have slaves with bizman hazeh. So you know what did work? Her geirus. She's a geirus. Well, guess what? A mamzer is allowed to marry her as a geirus. So what we just did is create a situation where this mamzer can marry her. She'll either be, she does both things. She's tovelis to become a shivcha kananis, and afterwards she's tovelis to become a giores. And if she was tovelis to become a shivcha kananis, then she's a shivcha, and the mamzer's married to her as a shivcha. If the becoming a shivcha didn't work because the din of the machuz, the din doesn't allow slavery nowadays, so this woman became a giores. So either way, the mamzer is allowed to marry her. Okay, so what we just permitted was the mamzer to lechatchila marry this woman. But wait a second. What's going to be the status of their children? Well, the status of the children, we allowed the mamzer lechatchila to marry her. And he now bears children with her, with his wife. Who's his wife? She's either a gioris and it's her his lawfully wedded wife, or she's a shivcha, and he, as a mamzer, is allowed to live with a shivcha, lechatchila, like the Mishnah allowed. But what's the status of the children? The children, if they're this child of a shivcha, well, they're avadim, we'll have to free them. And when they become free, they won't be mamzerim. But if they're the child of a gioras, right, because this mother was also megayer, might have become a gioras, a regular gioras, well, then the kids will be mamzerim, won't they? Oh, says the Menchas Yitzchak, this is b'diavad. Once the child was born, his status of being a mamzer is a status that's b'diavad. And since it's a b'diavad, who can we rely upon? Once the case is b'diavad, we would rely on the opinion who's more lenient. Why? Because in a b'diavad case, you could rely on the matirim. Who are the matir? The matirim who are those who allow there to be a shivcha kananis bizman hazeh, who allow there to be slavery from a halachic perspective, that we don't follow dina d'malchus adina. And if that's the case, so lechatchila we had a memanashach to allow this mamzer to marry this woman lechatchila. We did a mamarashach. Either she's a shivcha and it's mutter to marry him, or if shivchas don't work because you can't have slavery, let her become a gioris and he'll marry her as a gioris. But once the kids are born, the kids are mamzerim. They're a b'diavad case. They're born into a status they were just born into a status. Once they're born into a status, suggests them in Chas Chinuch, we could consider them b'diavad, like the more lenient opinion, who considers these children to be the children of a shivcha. We could rely on that opinion that allows a shivcha, at least b'diavad will rely on this opinion. So for the children, it's considered b'diavad. And therefore, they'll be the child of a shivcha. And once we free them, they're not mamzerim anymore. Because you have a right, in a b'diavad case, to rely on one of these opinions. L'chatchila, you have to be machmer for both opinions. But once something's b'diavad, the children were already born, we could rely on this, even permitting these kids. Let's just see that last paragraph where he puts it all together. Imkein, harei ha-mamzer, this mamzer who are trying to help him, yuchal lisa osa l'chatchila b'lo shum chash. Mitam amarav shach. As a marashach, this mamzer who we're trying to marry off, this boy we're trying to marry off, is going to be married, able to marry this woman for one of two ways. Dare, look what I underline. Mamarashach. Dare, hi achas mitarti. This woman is one of two things. O shefcha, if slavery is allowed. O gioris, if slavery wasn't allowed, she also went through the gioris process. And a mamzer is mutter to both of them. So he's allowed to go ahead and marry this girl. Oh, ubenogea lahavlados. And once we're going to evaluate the status of her children, if the mother had a din of a shivcha, then what's the status of the children? Then mutarim lavo b'kal achrei hashichra. They are children who are avadim, and once they get freed, they will be able to be marry a regular Jew. They won't have be mamzerim anymore. On the other hand, im yesh la din giyores, if the mother's a giyores, then the child is a mamzer, and therefore we have a machlokas, what the status of this child is. Again, the father, we allowed him to marry the girl lechatchila. The children is of this union is a machlokas, what the child's status is. But since for them, aval, kevan dibinogele did who? Shuv have a dieved, but since looking at the status of the children, for them it's a dieved matzav, and it's a makum of igun, meaning they're not gonna be able to get married. Mistaber and umistaber tamayed matim. And I think anyway, this machlokas that we're dealing with is probably the right opinion, is probably the one who permits slaves. Shaper yesh lismach al makilim. Since it's a dieved case, again, we allow the father to marry lechatchila, because he married either as a shivcha or as a mamzer. The children are already in a b'diavad status. So if they're in a b'diavad status, we could rely on their lenient opinions who allow the slavery to happen and allow shivcha to be a shivcha. And therefore, these children can be when they're megayer, can be regular Jews who are not mamzerim. And therefore, with this very creative double punch, two punch, you know, right jab, left jab, of having this woman become both a shivcha and a gioris, one right after the other, same girl, become a shivcha, then become a gioris, and then let the mamzer marry her, he's allowed to marry her d'oraisa l'chatchila, because either she's as a shivcha or as a gioris, and then the children, who are subject to machlokas, well, they're b'diavad, so we could be making them a b'diavad case. And that is the incredible creative solution of Dayan Weiss. So again, just to sum everything up, I know that was very confusing. Dayan Weiss's solution for these boys who are in 1967, who want to are all mamzerim, the solution is find a girl who's about to become Jewish and make a deal with her that you will ask her to become a shivcha, and then she'll be tovel as a shivcha kananis. Did it work or not? I don't know. It's machlokas. So let her also, after she did that, be megaya regularly, if she was a shivcha the first time around, so the geiris didn't work. The subsequent geiris didn't work. If the shivchas didn't work the first time around, because you're not allowed to have slavery nowadays, you can't enslave anybody, so nobody could be a shivcha nowadays, so then her geiris did work. Either way, the man will marry this woman as either Gyoris or Shivcha. He's married, allowed to marry both. And the children of that marriage will be, well, subject to Machlokes, if the mother was a Shivcha or not. Well, since they are Bidiyevid, they were already born, it's a Bidiyevid in a Shas HaTzarech, because these kids might be Mamzerim, we could rely on the lenient opinion who considers them to be the child of a Shivcha. Who allows a Shivcha, who allows, the Din of the Machlokes allows her to be in slavery now. And that will permit these children to be come into the Kahal. Now, I just want to... So if you find a place to do... If that is indeed the law, I'm not a lawyer... And I have a feeling that even our resident lawyer, Mr. Pesach Saad, probably doesn't even know the answer to this question. I bet he's never had this shaila. If you're allowed to, according to international law, enslave somebody while you're flying over the middle of the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean in international waters, and therefore you're not bound by any legal... Right, so you can have slavery on the moon. Once you have slavery on the moon, have the baby on the moon... And then bring the baby back here. It's a bidiyevit. Yeah, that would work. You're saying that... No, it's only a bidiyevit once you have the child is considered... Only once you have a child is it considered bidiyevit. The fact that she's a shifcha, well, the second she comes into New York, the American territory... This shifra, they don't recognize slavery. They don't in America. We don't recognize one human being owning another human being. No, I think in American law we don't see her as a shifra kananis. We don't see her as a slave. Meaning, if you owned a slave, and let's say you, I don't know. You lived in the 1950s somewhere in Nairobi in Africa, and you had a slave, and you moved with your slave to America. The moment you stepped their foot in America, I'm assuming that that slave is no longer a slave. No, there's no shivcha anymore. She's not a shivcha kananis anymore. She's not a slave anymore because of dina d'machus adina. I think I hear what you want to say. But that's what I would think, but. If you'd have the baby on the moon, where there's no laws against slavery, then the baby would be just have a regular shivcha on the moon, have a child with the shivcha on the moon, bring the baby back, and you're right. Then it's bidiyevid, and you could be maker like the opinions that allow slavery because it's bidiyevid. Okay, that was a very unusual. We just did a very unusual piece of the Milchus Yitzchak, but I wanted to share with you something fabulous, something fast, because Rabosai. The things that we're talking about seem so ridiculous and so not applicable, right? Who's, you know, a mamzer and a shivcha and slavery? Rabosai, it's in Hilchus Shabbos. Hilchus Shabbos? Yeah. What happens? Are you allowed to tell your slave to work on Shabbos? Right? If you have a cleaning lady... Under certain circumstances, they could, you know, turn off the oven if you left your oven on by mistake, whatever. I don't want to get into the details and those details of Amir and Achri. Sometimes you could tell a guy to do something when you need to, right? Let's say the shul needs the air conditioning wasn't turned on, and it's a hot day, and you ask the guy to turn on the air conditioning. Let's say we didn't have a Gentile shul employee who could just turn on the electricity when it was necessary. You have an eved in your house. Could you ask your eved to do the same? Just like you ask any other Gentile, the answer is absolutely not. It's an Issa Daraisa. It's a Pasuk in the Aseres Hadibros. Pasuk in the Aseres Hadibros, of course you can't. There's a siman in Shulchan Aruch that says, Shrisas Avdo is a Pasuk in the Aseres Hadibros. And the Shulchan Aruch says the following. Kusi Gomer, if you have a full Gentile, Shuhus Sachir, that's hired, Ein Rabba Mitzuva Al Shrisasa. You're not bound. You don't have to be Shoves, your hirees. So if you have a cleaning lady who works for the day, a day job, or by the hour, or by the week, your cleaning lady is not owned by you in any which way, and therefore if there was malacha that was permitted to be done, you know, getting into the halachas of Amir and Achri, she would be able to do it. comes the Mishnah Berurah and points out the what in the Austrian-Hungary Empire, the Caesar or the Emperor was called the this word you'll see in a minute. B'makom shehamelech yud resh hey, I don't remember what it stands for. That's referring to the Austrian-Hungarian Emperor. Maybe Yossi Sonnenblick could help me with this, but that's usually I think what they called or the Tsar. Either the Russian Tsar or the Austrian-Hungarian Emperor, I think it was called Melech Yara, Yud Reish Hei, Gazar. She'ein adam chutz mi'dasam yichon liknos eved v'ama. That no one's allowed to buy. In the country where you're not allowed to own an eved or an ama, ha'avadim v'shifchos yicholim lahavir eish b'shabes, dehavim kesachir v'ama. If you live in a place where the law prohibits avadim and shvachos, even if you have one, right? Let's say you have a slave. You have a slave. You have a shivcha kananes, an eved kananes. You have a slave. But it's against the law? Wait a second. Do you realize what this should be tali on? This should be tali on machlokas that we've been learning. Are you allowed to ask, you have a slave, you shouldn't. If the authorities found out, they'd be very angry with you. They'd throw you into jail for 2 weeks or 2 years, whatever it is. But you have a slave. Are you allowed to ask the slave to, I don't know, turn off the light or whatever the slave, you know, a guy you're allowed to ask to do malacha? Are you allowed to ask your slave? If you live in a country where slavery is illegal, this should depend on our shaila, whether the din of dina de malchusa dina extends to apply to slavery. And therefore, if the government says you can't have a slave, then your ownership of the slave is against dina de malchusa dina and therefore is not recognized as a slave. Or do we say that dina de malchusa dina, what the government says, applies to governmental things, applies to taxes and the like, but has nothing to do with telling me and the person who I own or don't own, whether I could own them or not, they could be bought by me or can't be bought by me, dina de malchusa dina doesn't apply to that. Well, if you hold that, then this person who is my slave, I do own. Even though the government says it shouldn't, government, shmavermint, I own the slave. Well, if they're your slave, guess what? They can't work for you, and they can't do any malacha on Shabbos. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Shvisas avdo. So, halacha lemaisa. I own a slave, let's say, and it's Shabbos, but the government says I shouldn't. Is this Gentile allowed to work for me on Shabbos or not? It should depend on our machalokas. How do we paskin? How do we paskin? Yesh chokim. Again, b'makom shamelech gazar she'ein shem adam chutz midas v'yachon liknos ervama, in a place where they prohibit slavery, well, our slaves are not our slaves then. Havadam v'shivchos yachon l'havir esh b'shabbos. They're just the regular employees. They can light a fire on Shabbos. Aval yesh, next paragraph. Aval yesh chokin. There are those who argue srilhu da'af ata gufan kanil Yisrael. Even though it's against the law, but the law doesn't make me not own them. It doesn't apply. Dina de Machuz doesn't apply to slave ownership. Va'achshu sheporim karga ba'ad havan v'ashifchos. Oh, but I think what he's saying is nowadays where you pay taxes on your avadim and shifchos, clearly they are owned by you. If you're paying taxes on them, you clearly do own them, and therefore there are asurim b'malacha. You can't ask them to turn on the heat on Shabbos. Why? Because we, even though the Dina de Malchusa Dina says you shouldn't be owning them, we don't apply Dina de Malchusa Dina, and therefore you could own a slave according to Halacha, even if the country doesn't like it. Now look at this. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Shabbos, V'chein Lekula, once we said that a Shivcha Knanis can exist in a Halachic framework, even though the government says you can't own somebody, we're make it like the shitas that say dina de malchusa dina does not apply to slavery. V'chein l'kula, dan sheyachol mamzer lisha shivcha ve'eved mamzeres. A mamzer can marry a shivcha, an eved can marry a mamzeres. Because why? Because even though this is the Mishnah Berurah paskening that even if it's illegal to own slavery, halachically the way we pasken is that Dina de Malchus Dina does not apply to slavery, and therefore Halacha does recognize the possibility of a slave, even in a government where it's not prohibited, and therefore we'd be able to have this kula, perhaps, says the Mishnah Berurah, of a mamzer marrying an eved. I don't know what he's. It's not clear to me what he's saying. Is he saying that he's passing that it is mutter? He's saying, according to that opinion, it would be mutter. I'm not sure. That could be. You might be correct. You might be totally correct. So all I want to share with you is halacha lemaisa. Obviously, I'm not advocating for you to buy a slave or to enslave anybody or to use this solution of the Mishnah of Rabbi Tarfon was being Matar Mamzerim. What I'm trying to show you is that you see an incredible nexus, an interconnection between the halachas of Mamzeris and buying slaves to asking your Gentile worker on Shabbos to please turn on the heat on a cold winter day. And it's totally on the same exact sugya, which is absolutely incredible to see the interconnectedness of Torah, as I wrote here, the beauty of the interconnectedness of Torah. We're going to connect Hilchas Shabbos with Hilchas Mamzerim. I just thought that this was a priceless treasure. Okay. I think we'll do one more. Do you want to do one more seif, a different topic, a different point, or do you want to stop here? What should we do? If you want to stop here at the end of the sugya, just give me a thumbs up. If you want to do one more topic, give me a thumbs up. If you want to do one more short topic. Okay, one more very quick seif. The next seif is going to talk about a little bit of an unfortunate situation. You have a Gentile who's a little bit sicko, and he rapes his mother and has a child. Or he rapes his sister and has a child. So that child is a mamzer or not a mamzer? What's my question? If a Jew would do this, let's say a Jew would rape his mother or rape his sister, God forbid, and have a child. So the kid's a mamzer. The kid's born from a chiyuv kares, the kid's of course a mamzer. But what happened if that same activity that generated the mamzer was done when the person was a Gentile? Could you have a Gentile mamzer? Now we know that there's, right, Zion Mitzvah Sbnei Noach, I think one of the big seven is Zarayos. They're not allowed to live with their mother or their sister, of course not. It's incest, it's even illegal. It's illegal according to everything. It's illegal according to secular laws, illegal according to Torah laws, illegal according to the Shabbat Sbnei Noach law. But okay, this sicko guy, non-Jew, rapes his mother, rapes his sister, or rapes a married woman, and they have a child. So now, that child is the product of this incest. Is that child a mamzer? Remember, the kid's not Jewish. So is that going to create... Is that kid, once he, let's say he becomes Jewish, becomes, you know, he's a little messed up and doesn't identify with his mother and his parents and his father, certainly not. He says, I want to find a new people for myself. And I found the Jewish people, I want to be Megayer. So he's Megayer now, he becomes a Jew. So he's a Ger, does he have a status of a mamzer because he was born from this incest? So let's look at the Gemara Yevamos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Shmuel talks about three cities. Amar Shmuel, Krach, Mushki, and Chidki, and Dumkia. Amar Yochanan, Kul, and Lipsol. These cities are, majority of the people in these cities are pasul, says Rashi. Ruban Mamzerim. Most of the people in these cities were Mamzerim. Why? Because the Aseres HaShvatim, when they were exiled from Eretz Yisrael, they intermarried with the people of these cities. Shenitmu Aseres HaShvatim Be'ovdos Kochavim. U'b'neim Harehen Ki'Yisraelim. V'noi Ben Yisra Mamzeres. The children are Jewish, and therefore Mamzeres applies to them. V'hein lo nizharu, and these cities were base type of people, very low class people. They were Jews and they did crazy things, and therefore they had a lot of mamzerim in these cities. When I said this in front of Shmuel, Amar le, bincha haba min ha-Yisraelis, koi bincha. Ve'en bincha haba min ha-Avedes kochavim, koi bincha ela bina. The only time that a child will be called your child is if the mother is Jewish. That's something that we know. Comes the Mordechai and says the following. Ove kochavim shabal imo. You have a sick Gentile who lives with his mother, v'holim rimena ben. And that child, v'niskayer. Afal pishem mamzer hoya b'Yisrael, kai gavna. Even though a Jewish person would have done this, that kid would be a mamzer. That, which happened while the person was a guy, that when that child was born out of incest, it happened while he was a guy. When he is subsequently megayer, he's mutter l'aval b'Yisrael. Why? Because of this story that we just read about these cities, Domer Shmuel, these three cities are considered, Rabbi Yochanan said they're pasul. One second. Okay, without getting into the source. Okay, the source is a little bit complicated. How do we paskin halach lamaisa? And with this, we'll finish for the day. The next sif. Akum Sheba al imo, faholid mimena ben. A guy lives with his mother, has a child from incest or his sister. Viniskayer also ben, that child, he realizes he has a messed up family, wants to find a new family. He'll join the Jews. Mutu lava bikal. He's allowed to marry anyone. He's not a mamzer. Why? De'ein mamzerus benachri. That's the rule that we regret, that all the Achronim explain. Mamzerus does not apply to Goyim. The concept of a mamzer only applies to a Jew who was born out of incest. To a Jew who is the product of incest. That's the only time where you have mamzerus or adultery. That's where you have mamzerus. You don't have it. There's no such thing as a Gentile mamzer. So even though the Gentile could be born from the same circumstance of adultery, of incest, but since it happened while they were a guy, they will not have a halacha of a mamzer. Only a Jew could have a halacha of mamzer, and that's how we paskin. And therefore, only Jews have this issue and not Gentiles. Okay? Before we...